Okay, so I'm going to be taking a bet on a podcast this year that I think is going to make it to the top of the charts, specifically in the business category. And it is called The Billion Dollar Creator. It's hosted by Nathan Barry, which is the founder of ConvertKit, which, remember, famously Spotify has offered to buy for north of $200 million. And then Rachel Rogers, who's also the founder of a multi-million dollar education company called Hello7. The reason that's important is because they're both very legit business owners that have the ability to talk to a lot of very successful people from a different vantage point. They're not just a reporter, or they're not somebody like me who's trying to learn, right? They're somebody who's kind of on the same level talking to the people that we want to learn from. So I'm going to be sharing a few quick things that is going to be making this show successful. You can probably borrow and incorporate some of these elements into your own show if you have access to it, or two, just simply watch along and follow the show to see if I'm right or not. The first thing that they're doing right is they're taking advantage of the audience power that they already have. So ConvertKit, they have hundreds of thousands of people that they could access in terms of their email list. And clearly, when they throw an event in Boise, Idaho, they can get a room full of 100, a room full of 1,000 people to show up. And so one of the advantages is they're doing live podcasts or live podcast tours where they're going around bringing different people to the event, letting them speak, and then also capturing a podcast while they're there. Now, this is not the only thing that kind of brings social proof to the entire thing, because it's hard to knock a show that is able to bring 100 or 1,000 people into a room and they're all enjoying it, right? If you're not enjoying it, you simply move on. There's not as much room to kind of go, oh, this is not legit. The other thing that they are doing really well is not just focusing on the live element, but they're incorporating all the other aspects, like doing, you know, remote shows, okay, where, you know, they're in two different places, they have a guest that's tuning in on Zoom or Riverside, and they're able to still make that format work, and it makes it a little bit more relatable. The next thing they're doing really well is capitalizing on the topic, capitalizing on the mission, right? So being able to be a creator, somebody who resonates with that, that branding is something that ConvertKit has, you know, attracted people well with. It's the same reason I don't use MailChimp, right? But I will use ConvertKit. The creator stories that come out of there, the emails they send, the whole brand kind of represents this creative feel to it, right? Where you're also, you're very creative, but you figured out the business side. You're smart enough to have an email list. And so the Billion Dollar Creator is showing you these amplified stories of people who have, you know, are doing $1 million, 3 million, 10 million. What does it look like to break beyond 10 and now be at 50 or 100? And often we hear about, you know, a select few people that are doing this, but to have a regular flow of people who have just crushed it in a unique number of ways, they're really asking questions that I think are on the minds of everyday creators like ourselves. And it's very motivating to see examples of that. One of the reasons I even thought of doing this video is because I ran out of all the videos and all the podcasts that Nathan Barry has put out, the ones that he's been on as a guest, all the episodes under Billion Dollar Creator. And that's a really good sign, right? That means, like, wow, they're doing something really well. And the reason I want to call it now is because they haven't blown up yet, right? I mean, they're about to, they're on the cusp of it, but it's really fun to call it and watch somebody when they're, you know, that's about to happen and you're like 90% sure that it's going to. Aside from audience power, the thing that they're doing really well is leveraging their access. So clearly, the top people that you can think of, like including Arnold Schwarzenegger, James Clear, Mark Manson, a lot of the people's newsletters that you might follow are hosted on ConvertKit. And it's just kind of, you know, one of the big go-tos. And so the cool thing is Nathan has access to all of this data that he, you know, kind of slips up and shares, you know, not in like a bad way, but kind of like, oh, this is how many subscribers this person has. This is how much they're making, 25 to 30,000 per month with just, you know, ads. And that's getting to hear that kind of data from somebody who's behind all of it is interesting, right? But the next thing that they do is it makes you feel like you're getting to sit down and be a, you know, a third party fly on the wall, getting access to this you know, high ticket, high level consulting session, really, because when else would you get to see two multimillionaires or close to billionaires who are actually, you know, able to discuss these types of things, right? So that's one of the things podcasts in general are really good at giving access to, especially business podcasts. But often what can happen with these really successful people is they're not really thinking about the things that everyday Joe is thinking about, right? It's like they're not asking the question, they're not going down the rabbit hole that we would like them to. I think because Nathan Barry and Rachel are both such creators at heart. They've been through the School of Hard Knocks. They've done this over and over to the point where they do a great job of like not forgetting what it's like to be all the way at the beginning, all the way at the start. So you do hear these high level business concepts that may not matter to you until you're, you know, or you're ever beyond 10 million or 50 million. But it's cool to hear those kinds of conversations. I mean, you know how they say like the top five people that you surround yourself with or who you become like. I mean, nowadays, I think because of the amount that, you know, other people have access digitally to your ears, eyes, and all that stuff, it kind of means the same thing with podcasts that you consume. So if you consume Billion Dollar Creator, I can see it leveling up the way that you think about your own business or your own, you know, creator journey if you're on that. So this is a show that I definitely recommend following along with, even if it's just for the sake of seeing if my bet is right, if this makes it to the top ranked charts, which I definitely think it will within 2 years. I can absolutely see it within 1 year just because of, you know, the combination of knowledge that they have, the tactical. I can see them absolutely hitting the top charts within 2 years. 1 year, if they keep going at the pace that they are, because they are getting really, really high level guests. They already have tons of audience power. They don't just need the guests' audience power to kind of sustain their show. And there's a resonance that you can feel with this show that doesn't happen too often, right? It's like when somebody strikes a nerve with the right combo of topics, the right person is delivering it. So if there's anything to take away from this for your own show and your own creator journey, it's to see how all of these levers actually work on a very, very high level and how quickly it allows a show to accelerate, even though it's a brand new show. Like September 2023 is when they really started putting out some stuff. You know, you might not be able to have the same famous people that they're having on, but in your world, in your corner of your industry, there probably is a way to leverage access to people, the audience power, right? So building up your own, but also, you know, using others, taking advantage of live things that you do, right? So it doesn't have to be like you're speaking live in front of people, but it could be that, you know, you work at a gym and you have access to tons of social proof around you coaching and you working with people already. Take advantage of that, right? Do a quick podcast episode after, you know, somebody's done class with you. Figure out ways that you can incorporate that live element and your ability to gather people into a room, because it is difficult to do, but it also provides this type of like credibility or, you know, legit factor that is hard to be, because you're literally watching somebody give a presentation to a room of people who are probably enjoying it. So anyways, I hope it was useful for you to see how you can kind of learn from a show that's really in its infancy, but about to take off. And depending on when you discover this video, I mean, go cross check it and see, you know, how it's doing. But I wanted to get this in the books and I wanted to hopefully give you an outside view. I mean, I'm not connected to their show. I, you know, don't get to see behind the scenes what's going on. But as somebody who works in the industry, I like to point out when somebody is crushing it and doing things well. And I can just tell you from being a fan from the very beginning and watching all of Nathan's old videos to being like, man, I wish Nathan would, you know, keep podcasting or start another one. That actually happened, right? And so when it happened, I went down a rabbit hole, consumed all of the episodes under Billion Dollar Creator, and then also all of the interviews that, you know, Nathan has done on other podcasts as well. And so he's kind of an example of somebody who has dropped value on every single, you know, episode or video that he's kind of done, even though it maybe there's not tons of it out there, but it makes you want more. It makes you go, man, I wonder what he thinks about this. Oh, I can't wait to hear what Nathan thinks about this. So that effect is very powerful. It's not every day that you get to witness people building a billion-dollar business, million-dollar business, or anything even near that. I mean, think about it. How many people are around you who you have access to that are doing something like that? So, you know, with a YouTube video, with a podcast, you can get access to that for free, which I think is pretty incredible. So check out all of their stuff in the description below. Check out some of my free tools that I have. All that good stuff is at mizhq.com or in the description below. Thanks for hanging out, and I will see you next time.